This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Vice President Mike Pence said Tuesday President Trump is giving serious consideration to moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. That story and more coming up in just a moment. Our top story at this hour, President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke by phone Tuesday, their first such conversation since Russia condemned a U.S. military attack against Syria last month. The White House described the conversation as a very good one. The two leaders discussed the civil war in Syria and the escalating tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Kremlin officials quoted by Russian media termed the call businesslike and constructive. The two leaders agreed to have their top diplomats, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, step up discussions on a ceasefire for the six-year-long conflict in Syria. The United States is sending envoys to the Russian-sponsored Syria ceasefire talks set to begin Wednesday in the Kazakh capital of Astana. The White House confirmed the move following Tuesday's talks between President Trump and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. The White House said the leaders also discussed the development of safe zones to achieve lasting peace for humanitarian reasons. President Trump welcomes Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to the White House on Wednesday. Trump said last week he sees no reason why there can't be peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Abbas recently said a historic peace deal to end the decades-old conflict is possible under Trump's leadership. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Vice President Mike Pence said Tuesday President Trump is giving serious consideration to moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv. Pence also said Trump is committed to ending the long-running Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
And to be clear, the president is also personally committed to resolving the Israeli and Palestinian conflict. Even now, we're making valuable progress toward the noble goal of peace. And that while there will undoubtedly have to be compromises, you can rest assured, President Donald Trump will never compromise the safety and security of the Jewish state of Israel. Not now, not ever.
Moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem is a politically charged act that would anger Palestinians who want East Jerusalem as a future capital and part of their sovereign territory. Such a move would also distance the U.S. from most of the international community, including its closest allies in Western Europe and the Arab world. Trump had pledged during the presidential campaign to move the embassy if elected. The White House says the idea is still under discussion. Former U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton partly blamed FBI Director James Comey and the website WikiLeaks for her loss in last year's presidential election. Speaking at an event in New York Tuesday, Clinton said she was on the way to winning before WikiLeaks began releasing emails stolen from her campaign manager, and Comey told Congress he was reviewing additional emails related to Clinton's use of a private server. She also hinted of a link between Russia and the Trump campaign.
He certainly interfered in our election, and it was clear he interfered to hurt me and to help my opponent. And if you chart my opponent and his campaign's statements, they quite coordinated with the goals that that leader, who shall remain nameless, had.
Clinton said she would offer more details and analysis of her electoral defeat in a book she is publishing this fall. An election analysis released this week by a group of top Democratic Party strategists suggests the main reason Clinton lost is because a large number of voters that backed President Obama in 2012 voted for Trump. Greece reached a deal with its European lenders Tuesday for more reforms in exchange for a badly needed bailout installment so Athens could avoid possible bankruptcy. After months of often tough talks, Greek officials agreed to more pension cuts and tax increases. The Greek prime minister's leftist government says it is confident Parliament will approve the new round of cuts. Greece desperately needs about $8 billion to meet a debt payment in July or stare a possible bankruptcy in the face. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.